Hi, David.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing today, David?
Good, man.
All right, that's great. Hey, so I got Natalie here on the line for us. You got about 30-40 minutes that we take care of that onboarding call for you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, Natalie, can you hear us?
Yes, thank you, David.
Okay, fantastic. So, Dave, I'm going to go ahead and I'll leave you and Natalie to it. And if you need anything from me, you guys know how to get hold of me.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, David. Hi, Mr. Martinez. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Mr. Martinez, we're going to proceed with the client interview. I want to let you know that the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, well, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google business profile verification steps and outline our next actions together, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, I am going to verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, let me know and I will make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as Southern Multiservices LLC.
Right.
Okay. The address that I have on here is 109 Church Street in Netcong, New Jersey, 07857.
What's that for? That's the billing address, not the business address.
What is the business address?
5738 Rickett Avenue, Unit B, Hanahan, South Carolina, 29410.
Okay. Is there a suite?
Unit B.
Okay. Can you give me the address one more time, please?
5738. Ricketts Avenue, R-I-C-K-A-T-T Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Hanahan, South Carolina. Hanahan is H-A-N. No, hold on. Let me look here. Yeah, so it's H-A-N-N-A-H. Henry, okay. Apple, Nancy, Apple, Henry.
Okay.
That's South Carolina, 29410.
9410. Okay, give me just a second to update your address. Thank you. Okay. I update your address. Thank you for holding, David. Is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home, yes.
You said home address?
Yes, a home address, yes.
Okay. Do you want us to hide your address or you want your address to be publicly disclosed?
No, we hide.
Can you receive regular mail at this address?
Correct.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, insurance, yes.
No license, right?
Not licensed yet. No, I'm working on that yet.
Okay. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your league will contact you on. But for communication with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 913-353-0549?
Yes, and then second number will be 854-206-2488.
Okay, that's a secondary number, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's for you guys, right? If you need me to call. On the website, I want that number as a primary.
Which one? The 2488?
Yes, 2488, 206-2488, yeah.
So for the potential customers to contact you, the main number is the one that you just gave me.
Yeah, 854.
206-2488. That's the main business line. And then if we want to contact you, we can contact you to the number that I am calling you right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is your email address? I don't have it here.
Saturn Multiservices. What's the name of the company? 0787@gmail.com.
Okay, Southern Multi Services LLC or without the LLC?
No, LLC, no.
Okay, and what was the number after Southern Multi Services?
0787.
At gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I update your email address. According to David notes, we are creating you a website, right?
Yes. On that part, what I need the, I think he told me to create like a Instagram page.
No, we do not create Instagram. You have Facebook ads included in your campaign. That's something that we will go through later. Right now, I am going to give you a couple of options, for the name of the domain, and you are going to choose one of these ones, please. So the first option for your domain name for the website is southernmultiservicesllc.com or .net.
Sorry, I was reading something else. Sorry. What did you say?
I was explaining to you that you need to choose a domain name for your website. I have two options here. The first option is southernmultiservicesllc.com or .net.
.com.
Okay, we will build a modern mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion. And in case that you cancel the services with us, you can buy the domain name for $99, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a preference on the colors that you would like us to use on the website?
Colors?
Yes, the colors for your website.
No, I don't have any. I think he picked a logo, right?
What was your question again?
I think David picked up a logo yesterday for the website. He, you see a logo anywhere?
I don't understand your question. Do you have a logo already? Did you upload it? or do you want us to create a logo for you?
No, he picked it up yesterday, David.
David picked a logo for you.
Yeah, because we already have a logo on with Angie's. So he looked it up the webpage and he saw the logo. So he picked that logo. So that's why I'm asking, is if you have that logo or you see that logo in the system or.
The only way that I can see a logo, David, is if you upload it. I am going right now to your Angie's profile, and I do see that you have a logo. You will have to upload it through the Local Splash app later in the call. Well, later after the interview, I will send you an email with a short video explaining you how to download the Local Splash app and how it works. So just to make it easier for you, once you download the app, you will need to upload the logo, but I do see it on your Angie's profile. So you already have a logo. Do you have a preference on the colors that you would like us to use on the website? Something matching your logo? Do you have anything?
Yeah, something to match your logo. Yeah, that's something, you know, not crazy.
Okay. What are your top three services to feature on the homepage?
I think they set it up for like 50 miles.
I'm sorry, that was not my question. My question again is, what are your top 3 to 6 services to feature on your homepage?
The 3 services, one sec here. That's a question. Hold on. One sec. Don't go nowhere.
No, don't worry. I'll be here.
Let me call Alan. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, I am here.
All right, so he's on the line. Alan, so what's the three... What was the question?
What are your top 3 services to feature on your homepage?
Okay, I would say it's like new installations.
More
installations.
New installations for what? What is your industry?
Oh, plumbing services.
Plumbing services. Okay, very good.
Yes.
Plumbing. Yes. Okay, plumbing installation. Very good. What else?
Service calls.
Like maintenance?
Correct.
Yeah, like emergency calls, maintenance, you know, anything that it's required, you know, plumbing services basically. But
okay.
Also we do remodelations, you know, we can promote bathroom remodelations, for example, kitchen remodelations.
Okay, just a second here. Which one is your main industry? Plumbing or remodeling?
Plumbing.
Plumbing, yeah.
Okay, just double checking. Okay, very good. Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotion on the website?
I don't know. I guess we can provide like free estimates.
Okay.
You know, go and check and see what they need and give them a price, recommend
sure.
them what to do, things like that.
Awesome. Yes, that works. Do you have reviews outside of Google on Yelp or Nanjis or Facebook?
Not yet, because we're basically starting up the company.
Don't worry. We will get there. Don't worry. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your website?
I guess we can provide with some pictures of projects we've done. But like an actual video, no, we don't.
Okay.
We could eventually create them.
That's up to you. I mean, if you want to, you can make a video and upload it through the Local Splash app. Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos or of your jobs?
I guess once we have the pictures that we want to display, yeah, we could add that to the website for sure.
Okay. Would you like to enable online payments on your website? That's possible if you have PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we can create a...
Do you currently have one?
We don't, but we can create one for Venmo, for example.
Okay.
We're setting up all these things, so we need to catch up with.
Don't worry. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Are there any, would you like customers to be able to book directly on your website with you? Okay. Are there any special features that you would like to add to your website?
Like what, for example?
For example, what? Yeah.
For example, an AI chat widget?
I don't know. I think we want something like simple right now to, get it going, and then...
We have nobody sitting in the office to do all that stuff. So it's better to have a direct call, and that'll be easier for us for now.
Okay. Are there any websites that you like from competitors or others?
No. That's something I could search some and give you some ideas if that's what you need, but we don't really want to, do anything similar. We just want something creative and attractive. So.
Understood. Don't worry. We'll take care. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos, for example, from the BBB or Chamber of Commerce or manufacturer brands? Or not for now?
Not for now, because we don't have those yet, but that's the goal.
Okay, very good. Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we have not covered yet now?
No.
Okay. If you would like a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features, we can book a My Site call with our web designer specialist. Would you like an appointment with her, or are we good for now?
I think we're good for now. Once we see what you guys create, then we can give you guys our feedback and see if there's anything we want to change. But right now, what we want is to be visible and get some customers. And as we go, we can get the web page better and better.
Yes, don't worry. We'll do that then. Okay, next, let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool will track every lead and filters out spam. giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So I am going to give you your call tracking number. Please save it on your phones under Local Splash Leads or Local Splash Customers. Please let me know when you're ready so I can give you the number.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay, the number is 913-359-3396.
Can you repeat it again just to double check?
Sure. 913-359-3396.
Okay. Got it.
Once we are done with the interview, I will make a test call to your call tracking number, and that way you'll see how you will be getting the calls from the potential customers, okay?
Okay, I understand.
We can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Southern Multiservices LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
What do you think, David? I think we're good. We don't need that for now.
Yeah, I it's up to you.
Let's not do that for now.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. We are going to identify your most valuable services, which are the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. So aside plumbing installation, plumbing maintenance, emergency plumbing, and remodeling, what else would you like me to ask?
Source?
What was that again, sorry?
We can run new water lines, new sewer lines.
One second, please. Water lines, search. Is it water lines and then what, sorry?
Sewer lines, like waste
lines. Sewer lines. Okay.
What else?
I have a list here. Let me give you some options. If there's anything from these that you want me to remove, I can do that for you. Let's see. For plumbing industry, I have here residential plumbing, commercial plumbing, plumbing contractor, drain cleaning, clogged drain repair, hydro jetting services, sewer line repair, sewer line replacement, leak detection, pipe repair, burst pipe repair, water heater repair, water heater installation, tankless water heater installation, garbage disposal installation, sump pump installation, and backflow prevention services. Is there anything from these that you would like me to remove, or are we good with all of these?
We are good. The only one that we are not currently doing is the jet cleaning, the one that I don't know how it's called.
Oh,
how you
that is hydro jetting services?
Yeah, we're not doing that for now.
Let me remove it. Is there anything else that you would like me to remove?
No, the rest is fine, actually. It's better.
Okay.
That's basically everything we do, yeah.
Awesome. Very good. Aside from what I suggest, is there anything else that you guys would like to ask? Or are we good for now?
No, we're good.
Okay, great. Very good. Well, once we are done with the interview, I will send you an email with all these keywords. And if you want to make any change, either add or remove anything, you just reply to the email and we will make those changes for you. Okay?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
My pleasure. I would like to know your business a little bit better. Is there anything unique about your business or what sets you apart from your competitors?
Okay. I think, you know, that we can provide quick and quality service. I think that's something important because most of the plumbing companies are like overbooked, you know, and they take forever to get to the customer. So right now we're willing to take any, you know, any job, and so we want to assist, you know, whoever needs us as quick as possible. Like I said, with quality and, you know, good prices. I don't know what else.
That's fine. That's good enough. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a mission, a statement for your business, or would you like me to help you with some options?
Yeah, not currently. We don't have that written down yet.
Don't worry, I got you. I am going to give you three examples. Let me know if you like one of these ones. So first option would be, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. The second one would be, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. And the third one, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. Which one do you like?
I like the third one.
Okay. Will that be okay for both of you, the third one?
Dave?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, whatever he says is fine.
Okay. Very good. Got it. Do you have a tagline or a slogan? If you don't have one, I can help you with examples.
No, we don't.
Okay, let me create some examples for you.
I think we use one on our business cards. Let me tell you which is.
Sure.
I think we could put that one. It's plumbing done right the first time.
Plumbing done right the first time. Okay, sure.
If you think that's good enough, or if you think we can modify it, we're open to suggestions.
Well, I mean, it is good. I like it. And if you already have it in your cards, maybe we can stick to that one. So
okay.
if you still want some examples, I can give you some, but I think that what you have is good for now.
All right. No, we're good.
Okay. Very good. How many years have you been in business? You said that you just started. Is that correct?
Yeah, but we have 5 years of experience working on the field. It's just that we just, you know, created our own company now. We used to work for others, so trying to do our own thing.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations on that. How many people work with your company?
Three total right now, including David. Me and another guy.
Okay. And do you guys do both residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation?
you know, we can say for emergencies, we're 24/7.
Okay.
But usually, I mean, we're ready to work at 7 a.m. and until we're done with the job.
Since you are up for emergency, I would like to leave it at 24/7 if that's okay for you.
Yeah.
That's for emergency, right, Ellen?
Huh?
That's just for emergency. I told David yesterday it was 7 o'clock to 7 o'clock for regular hours. And then 24/7 for emergency.
Okay, so from Monday through Friday, from 7 to 7, and then you are always available for emergency services?
Yes, 24/7. Yeah, separate.
Okay, so, and it's Monday through Friday,
and then,
right?
And then, no, Saturday to 7 to 2.
7 to 2. Okay, Saturday. Okay, very, very good. I added that. What types of payment do you accept from your customers?
Checks. You could do sub payments. We could do Venmo. We could do cash. And I think we eventually are going to add the credit card payments, but we don't have it right now.
That's a Square. Yeah, we better get that one Square.
Okay. Now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp with no additional fee. And option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. I recommend option one. Please keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. Will you be okay with option one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's cover your Google business profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. Which service areas, specific cities, would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours drive of your base. So which ones would you like me to ask?
Well, Charleston area.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Daniel Island.
Okay.
James Island.
Okay.
You said 5?
That has specific, specifically name it, or it can be like a radius?
No, a specific name, please. We are missing one.
Let's say Somerville.
Okay, very good. We are going to create and optimize your Google profile, and Google will require 1 to 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. Your assistance will be essential for success. Most commonly, you will be verified with a short video where you have to show your equipment and approve of management. Earlier, you said that you do have business cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because this will greatly improve your chances of success with the video verification with Google. Now, in the unlikely event that Google wants to send you a postcard, we will let you know. You will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that we confirmed earlier. And you can reach out to us with the codes or enter it yourself on the client dashboard, okay?
Okay.
But if Google decides to verify your business with a video verification, if you're having any trouble with that, you can shorten the length of the video we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. And please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions. Okay?
Okay.
What you said? Sorry, go ahead.
So basically, we need to create a, in case they ask us to verify our company, basically we just create a video with showing our business cards, or what can we do, like, or
for now, sorry, what is your name?
Alan.
For now, nothing, Alan. Please, we are going to create the Google profile, and then once Google decides how they want to verify your business, which it can be through video, phone, email, or postcard, once they let us know how they will create your business, we will send you an email with specific instructions to make this quick and easy for you. If you read the email or the instructions, and you are still having questions or you need anything, you can just dial this same number, the 877-635-6225, and we will help you with anything you need. We are available for calls and text messages. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I understand now.
Very good. We sent you an email that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification, and we ask you to please provide us with pictures of the following. Is there anything from B that you don't have? That's fine. Don't worry. Just send us whatever you have. We request images for your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business cards, business registration, and also an invoice. You can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in the email. Okay?
Okay.
Alan, okay. One growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these anytime in your dashboard. This helps your Google profile, and it has no additional fee. Would you like me to activate this feature for your business?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let's do that then. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
No, we don't.
Okay. Your campaign with us includes that our team creates you a Yelp page and optimizes it for you so we can have more potential customers. Will that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you have a Facebook business page?
No, not right now.
Okay.
You were trying to create one for Instagram, but I couldn't get it to work for some reason.
Okay. I guess that you do have a personal profile in Facebook, right?
Yep.
Okay. The reason that I am asking, Alan, is because you guys have a Facebook ad in your campaign. In order for us to run the ad, you need to create a Facebook page from your personal profile. So either one of you, David or you, needs to go to your personal profile and from your personal profile, create a page. I just sent you the email with the instructions. And at the end, it also tells you how to add us to that page that you create as admins, so we can run we can run the ads. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. For these Facebook ads, would you like to send us the specific images or messaging? or have our creative team handle this rigging?
Yeah, for now, we want you to do it.
Okay.
And
we'll go from there. Okay. There are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads. We recommend using the form fill. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. Will you be okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, very good. With the form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and the information will be sent to you via email and text message in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard or your local Splash app, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Alan, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
You can reach out as needed.
Okay. And just to confirm, David mentioned earlier that the main point of contact is his personal number and not the business line, correct?
Right, David? You want to keep... David?
What is he... I didn't hear nothing. What do you say?
Sorry, go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I know that. Your personal phone number is the business contact.
Yeah, just for when you guys need to contact me, that's the number. But for services, it's going to be Alan's first number.
Yes, okay, thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay, very good. Do you guys have a logo for your business?
Yeah, we do have one.
Oh, yes. David mentioned that before. Sorry. Okay. For the logo, for the project photos or videos, you can upload them to upload them from your local Splash app. Once we are done with the interview, I will send you an email with instructions on how to download the app. The app is only for the business number. You cannot download the app into different numbers, okay? If you, Alan, are using the business phone number, that's where you are going to download the app. And then if David wants to check how's everything going with the campaign, you guys also have the client dashboard. We already sent you an email with the credentials, and you both the client dashboard and the app can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress. Okay. We use only high quality copyright safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you guys approve of the use of the stock photos or AI-generated images?
That's fine.
Thank you. Let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases. Ads live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed, and the directories and Google Business Profile will optimize in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard or local Splash app for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly with you to review and refine the strategy. Also, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
David, I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. So that will be on April 23rd. Around what time works best for you?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
Any?
7 hours today is my, I don't know, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now I will make the test call to the call tracking number. Okay. David, the call is going to go to your number. I already submit a ticket to change it to the business line. Okay, so don't worry, it will be fixed in 2 hours. But for now, when I make the test call, instead of going to the business number, it's going to your number. But before I make the test call, I would like to know if either of you have any other question or any concern.
I'm good.
No, we're good. I think we're going to review all the information you sent us by email, and then We'll get back to you if we need, but for now it's good.
Okay, very good. I am going to make the test call to the call tracking number, and like I said, it's going to go directly to to David's number. Okay, thank you both,
okay.
And I will call you right back, David.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. Bye now.
Bye.